Chapter 8, Supplementation. Your body needs these. Electrolytes. An electrolyte is a chemical that's capable of conducting electricity when mixed with water. These are the electrolytes necessary for normal bodily functions. Sodium, potassium, calcium, bicarbonate, magnesium, chloride, and phosphate. Here's an example. Muscles use calcium, sodium, and potassium when they contract. Each time your heart beats, it's actually contracting in a specific rhythm. If electrolytes become too imbalanced, it can lead to weakness in muscles. Excessive contractions, as in muscle cramps, can also occur. It's easy to deduce that where the heart is concerned, we need electrolytes to survive, and we need them in the proper proportions. Leg cramps are common during or after a workout, and athletes often replenish electrolytes lost through sweat by having an electrolyte drink after exertion. While it's good to take in electrolytes when depletion is suspected, it's important to read labels, as electrolyte drinks are often full of hidden sugars. So we want you to supplement your electrolytes on a daily basis. But good news, one of the reasons we include chicken broth on the Speed Keto menu plan is to naturally supplement the body with certain electrolytes. The long, slow simmering process involved in making bone stocks of all kinds leaches electrolytes like calcium, phosphate, and sodium from nutrient-dense bones that often go to waste. You are encouraged to take a cup of bone broth whenever you feel the need during the Speed Keto process. Sodium. Drinking water at regular intervals during the day is extremely important during Speed Keto. In fact, you will probably need to find ways of reminding yourself to take in another sip of H2O. Keeping a water container close by will quickly become a habit. But along with drinking more water and following a ketogenic diet, comes a need to urinate more often, and with that there may be a need for more sodium. This may be especially true since you will have eliminated all that excess salt from packaged foods, and much more of your daily intake will come from the sodium you added to your meals in the form of salt. When selecting a salt, look for either sea salt or rock salt. We're particularly fond of the pink Himalayan salt that can be found in most supermarkets today. Both sea salt and rock salt will add another important mineral to your daily diet. Potassium can also be depleted just like sodium due to the diuretic effect that is part of any diet low in carbohydrate content. Your tasty bone broth will help add the much-needed sodium and potassium to your daily intake. This brings us to magnesium, because it's needed in order for your body to be able to absorb potassium properly. Often potassium levels are low in the body because there is an insufficient level of magnesium present. Magnesium. While there will be magnesium present in your chicken broth, it may not be in a high enough quantity to give you what you need each day. Most people are deficient in magnesium from the get-go. This is true for a number of reasons. For city dwellers, the available drinking water goes through a filtering process, which ends up removing most of its magnesium content. The same is true for bottled waters. The process of softening water removes magnesium. While magnesium is present in some foods, it's not there in sufficient quantities, making it hard to take in adequate magnesium through diet alone. While on the Speed Keto program, it is recommended that you take 400 to 800 milligrams of magnesium daily. There are different types of magnesium available on drugstore and health food shop shelves, but we recommend taking magnesium glycinate because it's easier for the body to absorb in this form. Magnesium can cause loose stools for some people. If this is the case, then split your daily dose up, taking 400 milligrams in the morning with food and another 400 at lunchtime, again with food. If this dosage still proves to be too much, then switch to taking a smaller dose each time. Cramping muscles can also be soothed by a good soak in a warm tub with a few cups of Epsom salt added as the bath water is running. If you have any concerns at all, be sure to consult with your family doctor. Vitamin D. Exposure to the sun is by far the best and most economical way to raise vitamin D levels in the body. Many North Americans are deficient in vitamin D. Those living the farthest distance from the equator are the ones most likely to be affected. Today, we all wear brimmed hats and protective clothes in an effort to protect our eyes and skin from UV rays. This, along with sunscreens that are lathered on liberally, further complicate the problem. According to a WebMD article, exposure of the hands, face, arms, and legs to sunlight 2 to 3 times a week for about 1/4 of the time it would take to develop a mild sunburn will cause the skin to produce enough vitamin D. If you don't get enough time in the sun, then it may be prudent to take a vitamin D supplement. Correct dosages vary according to body weight and current vitamin D levels in the body. Enzymes. Enzymes work to speed up chemical reactions, and many chemical reactions in your body are regulated by enzymes. They work to catalyze the pathways of cell metabolism, including the digestion of large molecules like carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Enzymes assist with breaking them down into smaller, more easily absorbed molecules. Simple sugars, glucose from carbohydrates, amino acids from protein, and cholesterol from fats. Many of these digestive enzymes are produced by the pancreas and intestines, as well as in the salivary glands and stomach. It's possible to have a healthy diet yet be deficient in nutrients if digestive enzymes are not present in high enough quantities. Enzyme deficiency can be caused by certain diseases as well as inflammation in the digestive tract. Food allergies and sensitivities, IBS, diverticulitis, leaky gut, aging, low stomach acid, and stress are only a few of the things that could contribute to insufficient digestive enzymes, with chronic stress being a major contributor. Finding ways to reduce stress and eating a healthy, balanced diet can help restore normal digestion, but sometimes supplementation with digestive enzymes is beneficial. If you choose to supplement with digestive enzymes, choose a product that includes a variety of enzymes. Read the label and look for a product that includes proteases for breaking down proteins, lipases for breaking down fats, carbohydrates, amylase for breaking down carbohydrates, probiotics. Inside the digestive tract, we have trillions, yes, trillions of bacteria. We call this gut flora. A healthy and functioning gut flora helps in the digestion of food, assists in detoxifying harmful compounds, produces vitamins as well as other nutrients, and balances the immune system. These good bacteria can be decimated when antibiotics are introduced. They are wiped out along with the bad bacteria that the antibiotic is actually targeting. This, along with chronic stress, is one of the biggest culprits for disrupting a healthy gut flora population. Probiotics can be taken to restore gut flora and come in powdered form, usually in a capsule. The last 10 years have seen an uptick on understanding gut health and its importance for overall health, but there are still many questions that need answering. Research is ongoing. If you decide to take a probiotic, look for a reputable brand that includes both Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium. Triphala. Triphala is an Ayurvedic herbal powder made from three fruits, amalaki, biptaki, and Hartaki, used for thousands of years in Ayurvedic medicine practice. Triphala is beneficial for digestion and elimination. It acts as a mild laxative and digestive tonic, stabilizes blood sugar, and provides a source of antioxidants and vitamin C. Triphala can be taken in powder form, but due to its taste, which is very bitter, sour, pungent, and astringent all at the same time, you may prefer to take it in a capsule. Fish oil. As discussed earlier, the typical Western diet with poor meat quality, fast foods, processed foods, and vegetable oils lacks omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, and DHA, and is overly rich in pro-inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids. For many people, the resulting systemic inflammation causes a wide range of negative health consequences. Your body cannot make EPA or DHA, and you must get them from the foods you eat or from supplementation. Fish oil is a potent source of these anti-inflammatory fatty acids and is also readily available in liquid or capsule form. Fish oil will affect the stickiness of platelets, so you should consult your physician if you have any bleeding issues, are taking blood thinners, or have a surgery scheduled in the near future. Krill oil. Krill oil is an extract prepared from a tiny crustacean, Euphysia suburb, which is a species of Antarctic krill. It contains similar omega-3 fatty acids to fish oil, but usually has a higher level of EPA. Krill oil omega-3s are attached to phospholipids, which make them more easily absorbed by the body than the triglyceride form of omega-3s found in fish oil. Since the source for krill oil is a crustacean, anyone with an allergy to shellfish should exercise caution if considering taking this supplement. As always, we recommend that everyone consult with their physician or primary care provider before starting any new diet program of supplementation. Now here is a month of speed keto eating plans. Chapter 9, a brief recap. The ketogenic diet is a high-fat, adequate-protein, low-carbohydrate diet. This style of eating forces the body to burn fats instead of carbs for energy. Normally, carbs are converted into glucose, which is then transported around the body and used as fuel for daily activity, including breathing, muscle movements, and brain function. When employing a ketogenic strategy, there are very few carbohydrates in the diet. This eventually switches the liver into converting ingested fat into fatty acids and ketones. The ketone bodies are created from three molecules: acetone, acetoacetic acid, beta-hydroxybutyric acid. Ketones can be easily used by the brain, and once the body becomes keto-adapted, they quickly replace glucose as the main usable fuel source. On your mark, get set, go! You've read through the chapters and considered the merits of a ketogenic eating plan combined with intermittent fasting, and consulted with your doctor, and made the decision to commit to a month of speed keto. Now it's time to get set. Steel yourself and clean out that fridge and pantry. Get rid of everything on the no list. See Chapter 3, The No Foods. Make sure you have purchased the required supplements. See Chapter 9, Your Body Needs These on Keto. Order online or direct purchase the staple items. See Chapter 10, The Staple Section, that you need to have on hand for use through the month. Take time to review the suggestions list at the end of Chapter 3, The No Foods. Print the calendar style, one-page menu plan, and put it somewhere in the kitchen where it will be visible at a glance. Got your kitchen in order, plus your staples and supplements lined up. Great, now you're ready to go. Begin the Speed Keto month-long program on your weekly prep day. This will be on a Sunday. Assuming Sunday is a day off from work, It will be a day that you can dedicate to getting ready for the week ahead. If you have had a busy schedule, you may want to prepare more than one dinner today. Freeze portions that are easy to handle on evenings when you have a lot to do. Today you can shop for the week's groceries and prepare a homemade chicken broth that will nourish you on the days you fast. You can opt to purchase chicken broth, but you won't find a broth out there that holds a candle taste-wise to the one that you make yourself. If you do purchase chicken broth, make sure it's organic and made from free-range chickens. Recipes for daily meals are all found at the end of this chapter. Links to each of these recipes have been created in the daily menu plan for easy use. Eating plan and daily menus. Week 1. Day 1. This is a prep day. Here are your prep day chores. Weigh yourself. Record your weight, then put your scales away for the month. Measure yourself around the chest, waist, hips, thighs, around both when standing with them together, and then around one thigh alone, and around the upper arm. Make or buy chicken broth for drinking on intermittent fasting days in the week ahead. Shop for groceries needed to prepare the meals this week. If necessary, plan for busy days by preparing meals ahead and freezing meal-sized portions. Menu for the day. Start your day with bulletproof coffee. 1 cup of coffee with 1 teaspoon brain octane MCT oil, and if desired, 2 teaspoons heavy cream. Breakfast. Baked ham and egg muffin cups. If you avoid pork, you can substitute chicken or beef. Lunch is tuna salad. Dinner, Thai chicken bowl. Beverages as desired throughout the day are electrolyte drink, water, tea, herbal tea, or coffee. Try to drink at least 8 cups of water daily, no more than 2 teaspoons of heavy cream per cup in either tea or coffee, and no more than 3 cups a day. Week 1, Day 2. Today you may drink bulletproof coffee in the morning and enjoy 3 meals. No eating past 8 p.m. This is your first period of intermittent fasting. However, hydration with water is allowed. Menu for the day. Start your day with bulletproof coffee. 1 cup of coffee with 1 teaspoon brain octane MCT oil, and if desired, 2 teaspoons heavy cream. For breakfast, the morning egg scramble. Lunch, Italian wedding soup. Dinner, easy shrimp and asparagus bake. Beverages as desired throughout the day, electrolyte drink, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee. Try to drink at least 8 cups of water daily, no more than 2 teaspoons of heavy cream per cup in either tea or coffee, and no more than 3 cups a day. Week 1, Day 3. Last night you began your first intermittent fasting of 42 to 66 hours. Today you will be continuing the fast. Start your day by drinking electrolytes, followed by a 30-minute walk to deplete glycogen stores. You may then enjoy a bulletproof coffee. 1 cup of coffee with 1 teaspoon brain octane MCT oil, and if desired, 2 teaspoons heavy cream. For the rest of the day, sip on chicken broth as desired. You may also drink the allowed beverages, electrolyte drink as needed, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee as desired. However, on fasting days, drink only clear tea and coffee, no heavy cream. The only cream you can have today is in your morning cup of bulletproof coffee. Week 1, Day 4. This morning, you'll be continuing the fast. Start your day by drinking electrolytes, followed by a 30-minute walk to deplete glycogen stores. You may then enjoy a bulletproof coffee. 1 cup of coffee with 1 teaspoon brain octane MCT oil, and if desired, 2 teaspoons heavy cream. Today, you will have a decision to make. You may eat lunch after 2 p.m., a 42-hour fast, or continue fasting until tomorrow at 2 p.m., a 66-hour fast. If you choose to continue fasting until tomorrow, you will sip on chicken broth as desired and drink the allowed beverages, electrolyte drink as needed, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee as desired, no heavy cream. If you choose to end your fasting period at 2 p.m., you'll be eating two meals today, lunch and dinner. Menu for the day. Lunch is Italian wedding soup, left over from Monday lunch. Dinner is lemon, garlic, and thyme chicken, marinated cherry tomato salad. And beverages, as desired after 2 p.m., are electrolyte drink, if needed, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee, no more than 2 teaspoons of heavy cream per cup, and no more than 3 cups a day. Week 1, Day 5. If you've chosen to continue fasting until 2 p.m., you'll start your day by drinking electrolytes, followed by a 30-minute walk to deplete glycogen stores. You may then enjoy a bulletproof coffee. 1 cup of coffee with 1 teaspoon brain octane MCT oil, and if desired, 2 teaspoons heavy cream. You can also sip on chicken broth as desired and drink the allowed beverages, electrolyte drink as needed, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee as desired. No heavy cream until 2 p.m. Everyone else will have the usual bulletproof coffee in the morning and 3 meals today. Menu for the day. Breakfast, bacon and eggs. You can substitute chicken or beef if you don't like pork. Lunch, lemon and thyme chicken with marinated cherry tomato salad left over from yesterday. For those who fasted yesterday and have no leftovers, choose an alternate lunch from our list of recipes. Dinner is spaghetti bolognese. Beverages, as desired throughout the day, are electrolyte drink, as needed, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee. Try to drink at least 8 cups of water daily, no more than 2 teaspoons heavy cream per cup in your tea or coffee, and no more than 3 cups a day. Week 1, Day 6. Today you will be having 2 meals, breakfast and dinner. You may want to have your bulletproof coffee in the afternoon as you won't be having lunch today. Menu for the day. Breakfast, mini breakfast quiche. Dinner, coconut beef stew curry. If you don't eat beef, you can substitute chicken or fish. Beverages as desired throughout the day, electrolyte drink as needed, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee. Try to drink at least 8 cups of water daily, no more than 2 teaspoons of heavy cream per cup in your tea or coffee, and no more than 3 cups a day. Week 1, Day 7. Today you may drink bulletproof coffee in the morning and enjoy 3 meals. We also recommend taking a 30-minute walk sometime during the day. Menu for the day. Start your day with bulletproof coffee. 1 cup of coffee with 1 teaspoon brain octane MCT oil. And if desired, 2 teaspoons of heavy cream. Breakfast, mini breakfast quiche left over from yesterday. Lunch, deviled eggs and avocado roll-up. Dinner, coconut beef stew left over from yesterday's dinner. Beverages as desired throughout the day, electrolyte drink, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee. Try to drink at least 8 cups of water daily, no more than 2 teaspoons of heavy cream per cup in either tea or coffee, and no more than 3 cups a day. Week 2, Day 8, Prep Day. It's prep day again. Today you'll be eating 3 meals, but tomorrow is 1 meal a day. For the next 4 days, you'll be eating 1 meal a day. This is a form of intermittent fasting with 24-hour fasting periods between meals, so there will be way less prep for the week to come. However, there is a bit to accomplish before bedtime rolls around today. We suggest you make another big pot of chicken broth. You can have a cup as needed throughout the day on one meal a day. Keep 3 days' worth in the fridge and freeze the remainder in single-sized portion containers for easy use. You'll also need to review the recipes for this week and restock the fridge and pantry with needed items. If it's a busy week coming up, you could also pre-prepare meals and freeze them in appropriately portioned sizes. But today you will enjoy 3 meals before one meal a day begins. Menu for the day. Start your day with bulletproof coffee. 1 cup of coffee with 1 teaspoon brain octane MCT oil, and if desired, 2 teaspoons heavy cream. Breakfast, coconut, ginger, and avocado smoothie. For lunch, salmon skewers. Dinner, chicken drums, baked or grilled, and baked Brussels sprouts. Beverages as desired throughout the day are electrolyte drink, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee. Try to drink at least 8 cups of water daily, no more than 2 teaspoons of heavy cream per cup in either tea or coffee, and no more than 3 cups a day. Week 2, Day 9. It's a one meal a day, so you'll be having a satisfying dinner this evening. Start your day as usual with bulletproof coffee. 1 cup of coffee with 1 teaspoon brain octane MCT oil, and if desired, 2 teaspoons heavy cream. Menu for the day. Drink a cup of chicken broth as needed throughout the day. Make sure to keep hydrated with electrolytes today. Dinner. Make a cold plate meal using chicken drums left over from yesterday, deviled eggs, just one, a few cherry tomatoes, sliced cucumber, and garlic dill pickles. Beverages as desired throughout the day, electrolyte drink, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee. Try to drink at least 8 cups of water daily, no more than 2 teaspoons of heavy cream per cup in either tea or coffee, and no more than 3 cups a day. Week 2, Day 10. It's a one meal a day, so you'll be having a satisfying dinner this evening. Start your day as usual with bulletproof coffee. 1 cup of coffee with 1 teaspoon brain octane MCT oil, and if desired, 2 teaspoons heavy cream. Menu for the day. Drink a cup of chicken broth as needed throughout the day. Make sure to keep hydrated with electrolytes today. Dinner. Grilled steak and favorite green salad. If you don't eat beef, you can substitute with chicken or fish. Beverages as desired throughout the day. Electrolyte drink, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee. Try to drink at least 8 cups of water daily, no more than 2 teaspoons of heavy cream per cup in either tea or coffee, and no more than 3 cups a day. Week 2, Day 11. One meal a day today. So you will be having a satisfying dinner this evening. Start your day as usual with bulletproof coffee. 1 cup of coffee with 1 teaspoon brain octane MCT oil, and if desired, 2 teaspoons of heavy cream. Menu for the day. Drink a cup of chicken broth as needed throughout the day. Make sure to keep hydrated with electrolytes today. Dinner. Lamb chops with cherry tomato salad. If you don't eat lamb, you can substitute with chicken, fish, or beef. Beverages as desired throughout the day. Electrolyte drink, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee. Try to drink at least 8 cups of water daily, no more than 2 teaspoons of heavy cream per cup in either tea or coffee, and no more than 3 cups a day. Week 2, Day 12. One meal a day today, so you'll be having a satisfying dinner this evening. Start your day as usual with bulletproof coffee. 1 cup of coffee with 1 teaspoon brain octane MCT oil, and if desired, 2 teaspoons of heavy cream. Menu for the day. Drink a cup of chicken broth as needed throughout the day. Make sure to keep hydrated with electrolytes today. Dinner, foil-baked haddock. Beverages as desired throughout the day. Electrolyte drink, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee. Try to drink at least 8 cups of water daily, no more than 2 teaspoons of heavy cream per cup in either tea or coffee, and no more than 3 cups a day. Week 2, day 13. Eat breakfast and dinner today. Start your day as usual with bulletproof coffee. 1 cup of coffee with 1 teaspoon brain octane MCT oil, and if desired, 2 teaspoons of heavy cream. Menu for the day. Drink a cup of chicken broth this afternoon if needed. Breakfast, morning coffee smoothie. Dinner, roast chicken and broccoli with bacon crumbles. If you don't eat bacon, you can leave the bacon crumbles out. Beverages as desired throughout the day, electrolyte drink, water, tea, herbal tea, and coffee. Try to drink at least 8 cups of water daily, no more than 2 teaspoons of heavy cream per cup in either tea or coffee, and no more than 3 cups a day.